And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Cy Greenbloom. Are you looking for a new, exciting career? Well, have we got the opportunity you've been looking for? At the Eastern Ohio Nasal Decongestant Factory, you can learn from the nation's top nasal experts. From testing to mixing, we have the job you have been sniffing around for. Call now, 1-800-NOSE-JOB. That's 1-800-NOSE-JOB.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovic.
Yeah, that was
different.
Woo.
All right.
Yeah, white and nerdy.
What about me?
Yeah, well, what about me?
No, we should just say Charlie and Steve, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing
which
the song.
One's white and which one's nerdy?
Well, I think we're both.
We can
just switch off every week. I'm white and you're nerdy.
Hi, I'm white.
I'm nerdy. Attorneys at law. All right, we're doing white and nerdy today. Fantastic.
Did somebody recite pie out of order? Then come to us. We'll sue for you. We'll sue 3.1 for you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
We are indeed white and nerdy.
Yeah, I just checked that real fast.
You had to think your pie math in your head?
Just to make sure that I did my pie math right. It's the best kind of pie, actually. I don't like pie, except for that.
Oh, you don't like... Yeah, I know. You have weird tastes.
Yeah. The only pie I like is, like, ice cream or, like, pudding, like chocolate pudding.
Sure. I love chocolate pudding pie.
Yeah, I once did a pie eating contest in college.
Wow, for someone who doesn't like pie, that's a heck of a step.
Well, it was only, like, I made sure it was only, like, the good, like, dessert-y, like,
most pies. Not the breakfast pie.
Not the breakfast pies. No. Not a quiche, you know what I mean? Like, see?
That's, I actually love, there is a breakfast pie, you're right.
Yep.
We are white and nerdy.
Anyways, back to white and nerdy.
I think we never left it. This song is very autobiographical for Al, and it fits us.
You know what? I don't know what it is, but in the video, Al's look works for him.
It does.
Like, it's not quite as outlandish as you'd expect.
Outlandish.
As you think.
That's a tough word.
You know what I mean? Like you look at him, you're like,
yeah,
that almost works.
If he didn't go into show business, that's most likely what he would look like right now as an architect. Yeah, his hair may be a little grayer, but yeah.
But I maybe it's just been socialized enough in the last 10, 12 years. It doesn't seem nerdy.
No.
Like, it just seems kind of like
hipster almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Mustache.
Exactly. So weird.
Yeah, he's a trendsetter.
Okay, so this is obviously from Straight Out of Linwood.
Yep.
2006. And it was a single, and the B-side on the single was Don't Download This Song.
Yeah.
It's obviously a parody of Riding Dirty, which we all listened to beforehand.
I was such a big fan of Riding Dirty. I listened to it all the time. Me and my wife, Morgan Fairchild, we would listen to it all the time. All right, John.
Yes.
Yeah, so no, I'd never heard of the song. I had no idea, obviously.
Neither did I. But it by the Charmillionaire. Crazy Bone.
Oh, of course.
Is the other guy in the video.
From
Bone
Thugs and Harmony?
Is that what he's from?
I'm pretty sure there was a Crazy Bone and a Busy Bone and
a Busy Bone?
Yeah. And a Wishbone.
Weird Al Funny Bone?
He is Funny Bone, yes.
Okay.
But no, I think he was... I'm not the research guy in the group, but I'm pretty sure he's from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I didn't get to Bone. I talked to...
Chameleon. And millionaire combined.
And that's what his little symbol is.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Apparently, that's the symbol that's in flares behind him in the video that Weird Al turns to Pac-Man. But, like, that's too many points to try to make. Like, I watched that video, like, three times trying to figure out what that symbol was in the flares, and I couldn't figure it out.
You're talking about the original video?
The original
Weird Al's video. Okay.
And then Weird Al's video is nice and simple. It's Pac-Man. Right. And you're like, yes, good. Okay.
Gotcha.
That works for me. Charmillionaire had the number one, it was like one best rap song of the year. And Charmillionaire specifically is even like, hey, Weird Al is one of the reasons that that happened.
Blew up. Nice.
He even said that at one point that Weird Al's song was so big that he had other people from around the world like talking to him and be like, hey, I heard that cover you did of Weird Al song. So he totally was down with the whole song. He liked it.
So.
He put it on his MySpace page.
MySpace.
I was doing some research. Chameleonaire, whatever.
There's no R in there. Just chameleon.
Chameleonaire.
There you go. His, you can do this, Charlie.
I can. My name is Charlie, so I want to be like Charmeleonaire.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, that's
it. Even, I believe, one of the first in pieces of information the Weird Al community got about the upcoming release of Straight Outta Linwood and a couple of details was actually from
Chameleonaire.
Chameleonaire's website and fan posts and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it was like a last minute thing on this album too. It was
That's the thing.
Yeah,
this song is the replacement we've talked about before. This song and "Do I Creep You Out" were sort of like the last minute replacements when Atlantic Records said, "No, you can't cover James Blunt's "You're Pitiful" or "You're Beautiful" "You're Pitiful," and so this is the last minute kind of thing, but. Once again, this is one of those crazy things where biggest song to date.
Yeah.
Number one. Like, this is his first number one song. Wait, no, not number one song. Sorry. Top 10 song. This was number 9. His first top 10 song was a last minute replacement.
Right. Thank God they did that. Because, you know, that other song, Pitiful. It was kind of pitiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weak. It was, are we going to be getting to that
We're going
to
talk about
it. Okay, well, I'll save that for later. But this, thank God, it was such an improvement. And, brilliant. Thank you, Atlantic Records, for your,
Weird pettiness. Al actually talks about it a little bit. And he was like, people asked him if he knows he has a hit song. And he was like, well, you never really know. You know, I know I record songs that I find funny, and sometimes they'll come out and they'll hit, and sometimes they won't. They'll fall flat. And he said, I had a similar song to this with All About the Pentiums.
Right.
Like an album or two earlier.
Yeah, it didn't blow up. Really.
And it didn't blow up. But but when this came out in 2006, it sort of was like one of the, nerd culture was really kind of peaking, and it was a big thing, and people were okay with it. And this song... And people compare this song to sort of like Fat and a couple of other things where it's like, or actually that was Tacky, but both things, like they kind of like take ownership of it. They don't, they don't really like care.
It's not making fun of you for being white and nerdy. It's like white and nerdy pride, Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I'm white and nerdy. That's who I am,
Yeah. So this one hit at just the right time.
Right.
And that's why, he became, a number 9 single. He, his video was number 1 on downloads on iTunes for a really long time. Because this video wasn't on the disc like most of the other videos were.
Right.
Because this one came out too late for him to put it on the disc. So,
that's crazy.
At the time, biggest song and album he had ever had.
I don't think anything's beat it since of his, right?
Mandatory Fun is a little bit more important and a little bit higher ranked, I think, technically.
Okay.
But realistically,
this is it.
But this at the time was the biggest at the time. And we talk about this. He's got sort of this John Travolta sort of like... And then that was the end of John Travolta's career. But then he comes back, right?
Yeah.
Right. And this is like the beginning of maybe
this is his third. This is like his third renaissance. Like, oh, he's back.
Yeah, exactly. And it's better each time he comes back because I think he connects to something that starts out as sort of like nostalgia for the people who liked his old stuff.
Yeah.
But then each time he gets more and more of the new kids on the on the block.
Yeah.
No, on the,
Donnie and
all of them.
The Wahlbergs love
him. We already covered.
We did. So it was basically what we're talking about is Eat It, then Smells Like Nirvana, and then White and Nerdy.
Just,
like, that's it. He's just boom, boom, boom. His top three like Renaissance videos and songs. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is, I remember when this one hit, I was like, oh, this is, I am not that white and nerdy, but this song hit, I'm like, yes, yes, perfect. I had to go, listen to the original, but, I was aware that it existed, but I never really, really heard it. I still don't know if I've heard the entirety of it yet, ever. I've listened to enough of it, like, okay, I get it.
And this sort of solidified his, like, rap cred a little bit.
Yeah.
In fact, Charmeleonaire.
No R.
Yes, Charmeleonaire
no R.
Even was like, he's actually rapping pretty good. I didn't
really
know
good.
He could do that.
Yeah, this is his best rapping, for sure. He's getting better and better every time he hits it.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Twister to this, what a growth.
I thought Twister was fine.
It was
for
fine.
What he was trying to do with it.
At the time, that was really
It was
good
a
rapping.
Different type of rap.
They weren't doing what they're doing now.
It was Beastie Boys.
Exactly.
I'm not going to make that sad joke. Lyrics are amazing in this.
Yes.
We're just chock full of, and that's actually what's really nice about rap songs, I feel, is rap songs are already kind of chock full of references to stuff that it's easy to like do it with nerd stuff or, you know, video games or others. I mean, like Pentiums was great because you could do all that computer stuff, but this is the same way, you know?
Yeah, just expanded the nerd culture from just computers to everything. I mean, he hit all of them. Just
I read a cool article that somebody had, he had given a reporter a whole bunch of information on a disc. I actually emailed the reporter and was like, hey, do you still have that? And he's like, no, I had to give it back. And I was like, darn. And here's some alternate lyrics. He was like, got people killing for my top eight spaces. Uh-huh. Got a lot of hobbits in my top eight spaces. Or got Stephen Hawking's in my top eight spaces. Okay. Which doesn't make any sense because he already used Stephen Hawking.
Right.
Or probably maybe later. Yeah, exactly, kind of thing. So, and that's so cool that he actually has like multiple, like,
you know what's crazy?
What?
This is like 11 years ago now.
Yeah.
And doesn't it seem like MySpace has been gone longer than that? Like, wow, MySpace was such a big thing only 11 years ago. It's like, wow, does that still... It just seems to me, because it's just been gone so much longer.
I've only been on Facebook for like 6 years, though.
Yeah.
So...
I resisted Facebook. I never did MySpace. But yeah, so I'm about the same, seven years.
Yeah.
So always, I think I'm
it's
like,
always girls who end up getting me onto these weird social media platforms.
I just one thing I saw the top eight space, like, man, that seems like it's been longer gone than this song has been around.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, I mean, we're already doing it. Let's talk about the video for this, because the video and the song kind of go together really well.
Right.
I do like the fact that, like, the song stands up completely without the video.
Oh, for sure.
Like, 100%. But, you know, the video works too.
It's to another level, I think.
I think so too. Like, it's produced by Nerdist. It's one of their early kind of collaborations with a lot of things. Remember, this is the album where he collaborated with a whole bunch of different websites to do a whole bunch of different releases.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he had a whole bunch of cameos.
Oh, yeah.
Donny Osmond, who he describes as the whitest person he knew.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you go, you can watch, like, the separated tracks of, like, just them performing, because, you know, they have to do the full performance in each of the settings, kind of.
Right.
So one of the settings is in front of a green screen with just him and Donnie, and Donnie's just going at it the whole time, like making up these moves. I'm pretty sure it's all improvised.
Oh yeah.
And Weird Al's in front, sort of like trying to be hard, and like Donnie's like coming up with him and like snuggling up with him once in a while for a couple of the things, and I feel like I see like Weird Al crack a smile every once in a while, which is totally okay, because they only, you know, you only have to use a couple of bits of that through the whole video, so it doesn't really
where did you find that on YouTube
or, yeah,
just YouTube,
yeah.
It just outtakes YouTube. White and Nerdy, fantastic.
Yeah exactly.
Look that up, people.
It's a lot, and you just, you're watching it and you're like, that's just exhausting. Why are you still doing that?
I know. I want to say last year, maybe the year before, recently, where I work, Donny Osmond was in there. I'm working a restaurant. He was there eating dinner on New Year's Eve, and I was not waiting on him. He was in the section next to me, and I wanted to go over to him so bad and talk to him about this video, but I can't do that. But he was there, like, I just want to talk to Donnie about White and Nerdy. I wish he was at my table. He was there, though. He was even eating, you know, New Year's Eve dinner. He was pretty darn white and nerdy. He's goofing around with his family at the table, and
lots of mayonnaise.
We didn't have any mayonnaise, but I'm sure he would have put it on his Italian food if he was there. We had it.
In the scenes with Donnie.
Yes.
Like, they're in the original video, Chameleonaire.
Donny Osmond was in that one too?
No. Oh, okay. It has his like symbol in the background, right? In this one, they have Schrodinger's equation in the background.
Yes. Oh my. Of course I knew that immediately.
Exactly.
Didn't see the cat there.
No, it's different. It's different than that. It's used to find the allowed energy levels of quantum mechanic systems such as atoms and transistors. It's weird.
Different level nerd.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not a math nerd at all. So,
yeah. Let's see what Seth Green's in it with
his action figures, which action I'm sure figures. He used a lot of those on Robot Chicken.
Exactly. Yeah. Not really in mint condition, you know, like they're not really cherry because they're like out of the box and stuff.
But for out of the box, they're still pretty cherry. For the, you know, the stuff he's probably done with them on, you know, the filming of it, Robot Chicken.
Oh yeah, exactly.
They're in pretty good shape.
I'm pretty sure he probably got doubles of that stuff.
I'm sure.
I don't think he would. That would be really interesting. Like, it would be really funny to see a robot chicken where he's like, I need this character, but I'm not taking him out of the box. So he's just like in the box in the background, sort of like in a Toy Story 2. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, I'm not removing it, but we need the character. So
I don't think you've done that. But
that's like an extra level of just like geek amusement to me. That'd I think that would be funny. I'd be like, I really needed this character.
Right.
But I wasn't willing to like break open my box.
No
for
way.
It. Key and Peele in the opening setting.
Yes. Before Key and Peele.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
Mad TV, where they got their start.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, so brilliant. Their license plate says OG for life.
For life, yep.
Yeah, and what I really like is when Weird Al's running up to them, they're like frantically like locking the doors and trying to like burn out.
Go.
This is so funny.
Just crazy crackers chasing us.
Yes. Exactly. Lots of other things.
Oh, Judy Tenuta.
Yeah.
I love her. She's another accordion player. We talked about kind of like her genre a couple weeks ago with the comedians from the 80s with characters. She was one of those. She was like kind of like the cross between Emo Phillips and Weird Al Yankovic. She was just really bizarre. Big, you know, she's been a friend with Weird Al forever. I guess they had this accordion thing they bonded with. But she's one of my favorite 80s comedians. And she pops up. She's been in a lot of stuff for Weird Al.
I own an accordion now. Can I have an accordion thing with Weird Al?
You need to learn to play it first, Charlie.
Well, I don't think it's too old. I don't think it actually plays.
I think you're too old, too.
Oh, okay. She was on the Weird Al show a couple times and was in the headline news video, I believe.
Yes.
Let's see. He kind of makes fun of the Star Wars kid at one point.
Yes, the lightsabers. That was a nice little YouTube reference.
He ends the video, like in the real video, it ends with like a gang sign.
Yeah.
He ends it with a Vulcan sign,
yes.
Which apparently is not the right Vulcan sign because does it like this with his thumb against the, and you're supposed to go like this.
Thumb out.
Yeah, yeah.
No one can see you, Charlie.
I know. Out. I'm telling you. Thumb out. Yeah, yeah.
There's been debate about that. And Leonard Nimoy had a step and he's like, my thumb was out. Yeah, I think most of the time. I think I heard something. There is footage of him with a thumb in.
Oh.
So it's been both, but I think he said officially it's thumb out. I've always done a thumb in, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other cameos. Apparently he had 18 people from MySpace say they want to be in his video and like actually had them in the video. I don't know where they are in the video. I don't know who they are, but.
Well, the people in the park, maybe.
Maybe.
And I just randomly passed.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not that many people. The people at the bowling alley probably is friends.
No, oh, that would be.
His homies. His squad. They're like MySpace people.
Wow.
What?
That's rough.
What?
He had not real cameos, but Bill Gates, Napoleon Dynamite, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, yes.
Einstein, Screech. Not Dustin Diamond, but Screech.
Screech, yeah.
Frodo, Pee Wee Herman,
yeah.
And Tom from MySpace are in his top eight spaces. Yeah. And another Easter egg, he had 27 friends on MySpace.
27 friends. I didn't catch that one. That's good.
Yeah.
Poor nerd. Only 27 friends.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
One of the big Easter eggs is when he's talking about editing Wikipedia and he goes, you suck, and do a page. That page is Atlantic Records.
That's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Explain, Charlie.
Well, we talked about it earlier in the podcast real quick, but just for so you know exactly what we're talking about. Atlantic Records was the record company that stopped him from doing the James Blunt thing.
Yeah.
And so it's hilarious because it's timely too, like it's not even like, oh, I'm making fun of somebody who didn't let me do, you know, it's not like
right
Prince
then.
You know what I mean, like he's not editing Prince's webpage,
right?
Yeah,
it's like just the most recent slight.
Yeah,
it's like, well, it was also like very fitting because he was like, you suck for doing that, but like is haha, thanks to you doing that I got like my biggest hit.
Yeah,
so there you go, haha. You suck. This could have been your song.
Exactly.
Probably not. But
now here's the question. The website that he makes for his dog, right, is for Foofy.
Foofy. Yeah.
Yes. So do you think in the Jerry Springer song, he changed the name to hide the innocent to Woofy?
No.
Okay. Because to me, it's like, why is it not Woofy? It's got to be Woofy.
It should be Woofy.
Oh, that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
In my head.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Another fun group of Easter eggs. I have all the questions from the Trivial Pursuit Corn.
Wait, what?
There's a Trivial Pursuit
and
question.
You zoomed in and got the questions.
Yep.
Are they Easter eggs or are they just random?
No, they're Easter eggs.
Oh, gosh.
In what city is the longest ball of twine built by one man?
It's in Minnesota, but I don't know. Twin Falls?
You don't remember the song?
They never say the city.
Yeah. Oh. No. Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
But it's in the Book of World Records.
But is that made by one man?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That's a specific.
What was he doing? Why did he build it? What was going through his mind?
Okay. The second one is, what's the deal with Lindsay Lohan? I mean, seriously. That's what it is. Yep.
Wow.
FDR, was he faking it? Which is really rough. Wow. Like that's a. I wonder how much input he had into that one. That feels a little
bizarre.
Bit. Yeah. On what page does Harry Potter die in the next book? Yep.
That's awesome.
What's the melting point of a gorilla's head? Yep. And then how many wicket men are on a 43 Squamish team?
Wow.
A 43-man Squamish team.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some different level nerd stuff.
The answer
I'm sure.
to that is 5.
Where did you find that?
Because Squamish, 43-man Squamish team is a fake sport created by Mad Magazine back in like the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By Tom Koch, who is a longtime writer for them.
Wow.
And yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and I know Weird Al's a big nerd.
Big fan of that. So that's what that's a reference to.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's amazing. That's so
wow.
cool.
Wow. Good for you with your zoom in, you know, capabilities there.
Yeah, lots of fun with this song. I mean, like, there's probably so much stuff that we probably need to come back to this episode again and be like, oh, and here's this thing, and this thing, and this thing. But it's just such an amazing song, such a perfect song, such a way to...
Yeah.
Start the new album, the single
Seriously.
That just made it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, we already talked about it for a second, but like straight out of Linwood without White Nerdy.
Mm-mm. Wouldn't even have the same name, I don't think.
Well, that's an interesting question. Was it?
I don't
straight
think
out
so.
Of Linwood? I mean, like,
if it is, it's a heck of a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that's the thing is it feels very, well, no, I guess not. I guess Off the Deep End, the cover at least matched the, I don't know. It's interesting because his album names don't necessarily match anything from inside the album.
Right.
Like Mandatory Fun doesn't necessarily match
and
anything.
Poodle Hat. Really
and well. Poodle Hat, exactly.
Yeah,
so
they kind of mention Poodle. You know,
so it would be interesting. Maybe we'll go in more detail of that if we can find the information as to whether or not it was originally called Straight Outta Linwood beforehand.
I would go fairly confident and say no, it was not supposed to be the title.
Okay.
So I could be wrong. Al, give us a call. Let
yes.
us know. Or John, I know. John, give us a call.
Well, no, Al. We're past John now.
Oh,
John lost his chance.
He hasn't called
chance.
Yet.
No.
Al, step it up, man.
Yeah,
give us
302-72 weird for the weird line. What is your favorite lyric?
Oh, this is so many to choose from.
I know.
The one that I always think of, I'm just going to go with. The only question that I ever thought was hard was, do I like Kirk or do I like Picard? I don't know why. I was, you know, I love Star Trek. And
yeah. That's a classic nerd reference.
But I don't think it's hard.
Questions.
It's Picard.
Oh, is it Picard?
Picard. I'm going Picard all the way. I am Team Picard.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love the Next Generation. I like the original one, but I loved Next Generation.
I don't know. It depends what I want. Like, I feel like Picard makes more interesting, like, old school sci-fi. Like classic sci-fi stuff, but Kirk's going to be the guy who's the lover and like the action sequences and stuff. So you got to figure out if you want an action movie or if you want an old school sci-fi movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then now you can even take it to like, you know, which Picard, I mean, which Kirk do you mean?
Yeah.
Shatner or what's his face? I can't think of his name right now.
You don't remember Chris Pine?
Chris Pine. I couldn't think of his name. I'm, you know, on the fly, I can't think of his name.
Just watched... Wet Hot America Summer 10 years later.
Oh, yes.
Chris Pine's in that again.
Okay, I haven't seen any of those. Oh. I hear they're good, but I've never seen any of them.
They're weird, but then so is the original movie, so it's awkward. Like, it's that same weird...
Yeah, I've never seen the original movie. I've never seen any.
I had it until we start. Yeah. Anyways.
Fun
stars. It's always nice. It feels like Arrested Development. It's always interesting to see that they got all these people
either.
Back.
Never
you never got
it.
Arrested Development's good.
I didn't like it.
But you have to watch, like, 3 episodes... Which is a lot of a commitment for a show that you're like, wait, why am I watching this?
Right.
I agree.
I just couldn't get into it. I was like, nah, forget it. Anyways, what's your favorite lyrics?
You're not in the thinking. I understand.
No, I don't. I like all right, deliver
just
it to
me. Start at the very beginning. First in my class here at MIT, got skills. I'm a champion at D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. You keep your 40, I'll just have her a great tea.
Yeah. That's good.
MC Escher is my favorite MC. Was like,
that's great.
I feel like that's a joke I made before I heard Weird Al's song. Like, that was just, if somebody perfect. Were to ask, that would be totally
that's
my answer.
Such a good opening. Yeah, I considered all of that. Man, every line in this song could be your favorite line.
It's exactly.
So solid. Like, we mentioned earlier, his rapping has gotten so good. I want to listen to the original more. I mean, I really haven't given, Riding Dirty much of a chance, but I want to see like how well the rhyme schemes fit, because his rhyme scheme, Weird Al's, are just like so tight. I don't know how well they rhyme to the original ones, or if he's using the same type of words.
I don't think he does as much. Like, I did kind of listen to it a couple of times, and I haven't matched them up like I did for some of the other songs, but they just, I don't know. It's also, it's weird. It's an interesting song because it's got even a kind of like, because it's all about cops pulling him over,
right,
thinking that he's riding dirty, but he's not.
Yes, which means carrying illegal substances in your car. Yes.
Yeah, so it's one of those weird things where I could see if he was I can't tell if it's a super, super serious song or he's doing it playfully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's, hey, we want to talk about this for a second or two, but like, but it's not, you know, Gangster's Paradise. It's, you know, like, so it's cool that he was totally up for it. And I think, and he really celebrated it.
Yeah.
And I think Weird Al's doing of the song also really helped Ride and Dirty hit a higher level than it would have originally.
But yeah, it's tight. It's just so well.
So what's your rating?
Oh, 5.
Yeah, me too.
Without a doubt. I mean, there's no debate on this one. This is a 5 all the way. Yeah, it was when we first started doing this, there were a few songs in my head that are going to be a 5 with no debate. This was one of them instantly I thought of.
Yeah.
I have like 4 others that are for sure going to be 5. This was easy. It was easy for me.
What do you think is the difference between this and one of those other songs that we've listened to where we're like, it works, but it's got no pizzazz? You know, there's been
That's it right there. I mean, you just explained it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
well, but
good.
What is that? What is that? Because there are other songs that we've done where like, this is a perfect parody of this song, but it still falls.
Because it's not as good as this one.
Okay.
There are 5s and there are some that are not as good. In my head, that's as easy as it is. This is a great song, but this one I like better. This one just hits
perfectly.
I don't know.
What's different?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just when things combine, like you said, this is like the perfect mesh of time and subject and culture and everything. It just hits so perfectly on this song. It couldn't have done any better. And the other ones are good, but maybe it was a couple, a year or so too late, or the genres are kind of like not as popular, or it could be this or that. Maybe a couple references are kind of like cheesy or hokey. There's just one or two things that make it not perfect.
And okay, then when Canadian
fives.
Idiot.
Yes.
Okay.
Which we give it like a 4?
I think we gave it like a 4 or something because it was perfect.
Yeah.
In terms of
technically
like,
perfect,
but it didn't go beyond being straightforwardly perfect.
Well, I remember we said it was kind of low hanging fruit. It was too easy. It didn't really do anything spectacular with the subject. It was like something.
Okay.
It was good. It was Weird Al. He did it fantastically. Everything was there that he needed to do. But it was just, it wasn't as creative as this one. It wasn't as culturally significant as this one.
Well, and that could be the difference.
Yeah, and a lot of the Canadian references are from the 80s, and it just wasn't perfect. It's a good song. That's what it is. This one is just, anyone who loves Weird Al is going to tell you, this song is it. This is one of the very, 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 very best.
So then maybe it is timing, too. Like, this is, and especially because he had to write it quick, he ended up getting it out there relatively early, unlike a lot of songs that some of his songs are waiting for an album to come out, so they're out for like 2 years before it actually comes out. Whereas this one was directly on the heels. Like,
this was almost like a YouTube one. It was like so fast and so
well, and it
now.
Did come out. Like, I think it technically came out on Nerdist relatively quickly. Like, the video was part of the release, I almost want to say. Not the physical release on the DVD, but like it was still the part of the release of the album.
Well, when it came out, I think Riding Dirty was still pretty big.
Well, it hadn't won a Grammy yet.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just an interesting thing. It's nice to see.
What do other people think? You let us know.
Yeah, let us know. What do you think makes White and Nerdy better than everything else?
Or are we completely wrong? Do you disagree with us?
No, they're like Twister. They're like, I really like Twister and Got a Boogie.
Yeah, those are way better. Who knows? Hey, why do you keep nailing on what Got a Boogie? Come on, man.
It's my go-to now. For 45 seconds, it's really good. And then we just keep going. And you're like, why? Why are we doing this? So thanks for coming, listening to us. Yeah. Whatever it is we do here.
Wait a minute.
What?
We give it a 5. We didn't give it a 5. What?
Oh, no.
We didn't give it a rating.
Oh.
That's
the whitest and vectors? Nerdiest thing you can think of.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we got 1 to 5 to
enterprises.
About. There you go. There you go.
1 to 5 enterprises.
We'll give them 5
enterprises.
NC-1701s.
Nice.
NCC-17? Yeah. NCC. There's 2 C.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I sidetracked.
Nope. That's the next song, actually, that I was thinking about again.
Okay, sure.
I'm getting this confused with the next song.
All right. We'll get to that soon.
Well, I guess we could sort of talk anything from this song. Oh, we've already kind of talked about it. Directly related to your life. No, that's a stupid question.
I mean, not really directly. I could relate. I never had my name on my underwear. No, I mean,
I actually did.
The feeling of.
Oh, okay. I got an underwear story for you.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. This is gonna sound really weird. Okay, my sister went to Girl Scout camp, right? And one summer, I had to like tag along with my sister to Girl Scout camp, and they had this sort of like. You know, they would do whatever weird girls. It was like a day camp. It wasn't like a sleepover camp, like Boy Scout camp. But like they would do whatever Girl Scout stuff they had. But then they had like the extras group that were like brothers and I guess a couple of sisters of people who weren't in Girl Scouts that like hung out. And so we went walking and stuff. And one time we were walking and we saw somebody's underwear on the ground. And we were like, ha ha, look at that person. I was like, yeah, that person's stupid. And we walked and we went swimming and we got back. And I went to put my underwear on. And that was my underwear that we had like laughed at. So I had to like go around with my swim trunks on the whole time because we had to kind of like laughed at that underwear and threw it away. So yeah, but then I realized it was mine.
What? Huh? What? You were going somewhere and you passed your own underwear?
Yes.
Were you there? When were you there before? Is it like a time travel paradox?
No.
Thing?
Like,
how did they get in front of you, Charlie? Someone hurl your underwear?
I guess what would had happened was we like with walking with my mom and my sister from the parking lot and it had fallen out of my bag or something.
Then you're walking back that same direction.
And so when we went to the pool or the lake or whatever, we were passing it and we were like laughing at this underwear.
If only you put your name on your underwear.
No, but I think I did. That's
the
thing.
Come on.
And I'm glad that we didn't investigate anymore because I think how embarrassing. Yeah. Like,
those are yours,
that's
Charlie.
What the story is. The story is like this could have easily been more embarrassing than it actually was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's a good
story. Worth talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call us up. Oh, did you have something?
No, I was just saying, I remember in high school, like I did have a friend who I think I mentioned before went from really, really white and nerdy to pretty much wanting to be Vanilla Ice over the summer. And he just changed his whole image. I mean, he was still a gigantic dork. He's like, oh, I'm going to be gangster now, you know, Vanilla Ice gangster, whatever. So I remember still trying to hang out with him because he's still one of my good friends. And then he went and hang out with his new group of friends he was trying to get with. He was very much white and nerdy. He was trying to get in with the gangsters, but he was so not. But he was trying so hard. So I remember that kind of witnessing that firsthand. Yeah. And that's one of the first things I thought of when I heard this. Like, oh, that's my friend Bill. Anyways, that's it. Yeah.
Another interesting story real quick. Weird Al was on Nerdist talking about stuff like the podcast and had actually said that like Segway didn't give them any of the Segways or anything. Like they did. There was no deal with Segway.
He had to go buy his own Segway or he just had one.
I don't know. But
I'm
like,
sure he had one already.
There was no deal. Like that's so when he goes out on tour with these Segways, Segway isn't sponsoring it.
Oh,
and it's really like,
that's
why not?
Weird.
Come on,
yeah,
Segway.
Right? Come on. What else have you got, Segway?
Who else are you going to advertise to other than Weird Al's fans?
You just reminded me of something. I have a
Segway.
No, but there's a Segway here. yes, at Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, back when this came out, they had a character, a friend of ours, who played Weird Al Yankovic from this video.
Yep.
He came out on a Segway wearing a Straight Outta Linwood jacket. I now have that jacket.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
It's in my closet right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a Linwood jacket that my friend gave me. It was actually shown. It was actually used in the Halloween Horror Nights Bill and Ted show.
Yeah, the Bill and Ted show, which is a show where every year they make fun of like pop culture stuff, but they also have these weird, like, they also do a whole bunch of like sexy dancing, like pop culture hits of the summer kind of thing. It's sort of like the hits of the summer kind of dance sequence with some awkward sexual innuendo and weird send up of whatever Marvel movie happened that year or whatever.
Exactly. That's a pop culture parody show. And my friend got to be Weird Al that year.
And he basically gave me the jacket. Was the end of the show too. Like he comes out, he's on the Segway. Uh-huh. Oh, it was great. It was awesome. One of the few times I've actually watched that show.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
A couple years later, he did moving really off good. To LA. He said, "Hey, you want this Linwood shirt they gave me from Bill or Jacket?" And I'm like, "Heck yeah, I do." I wore that to when I met Weird Al Yankovic at the Comic-Con here.
Oh, wow.
Or MegaCon.
What did he say?
He didn't really mention it. He just he kind of looked at it and just didn't really say anything because, you know, I was meeting him with my kids and they're running around kind of being crazy. So I was hoping he would mention something. He looked at it and kind of nodded. That's it. But yeah, it was cool.
He's like dark.
Yep. Anyways, I feel cool.
That was so 10 years ago.
I know, right? But I have a Linwood jacket from the video and the album cover.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, cool. That's it.
Well, call us 302-72-WEIRD. We're on Instagram. We're all yankovics.com. I don't know. I don't know if we're that.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I think we bought that finally. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. But Instagram, we're all yankovics. So, you know, check us out and follow us. And if you have anything, call us up. Leave us a message about your experience with Weird Al, your experience with White and Nerdy, anything like that.
What kind of pie you like?
What kind of pie you like? Yeah, yes.
Exactly. We'll end with that. Yeah. All right. Cool.
3.14159.
Now, eat edible pie. Bye-bye.
I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy.